Here's Sherry. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Bronson Sherry. Pass here to Fifita. He went straight through Moses, straight through another. Oh, there's no stopping him. McCora. Dugan. Dugan. Yes. Down the sideline. The pass, it looked like it may have floated forward, but the refs have given it the all clear. It's another Cronulla try. Now Flanagan puts the foot down. Jennings chasing. He got. Sivo, he's punished this time. A lovely pass, and Aaron Gray gets on the score sheet. But the Sharks do it in style in the end. They have thumped the Parramatta Reels 42 points to 22.
They don't get sick of singing that down there in the Shire, and they're starting to play some good football. They're starting to get some big-name players back. And, of course, they take on the Canberra Raiders this Thursday night. And a man who hasn't been there for the last few weeks, but I'm sure he's eager to get back out on the field, is their front rower, Aaron Woods, and he joins us on the line this morning. Morning, Woodsy.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Congratulations to Sarah and yourself, baby boy.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It was, mate, you really do get a new respect for women and what they go through in labour, mate. So, it was incredible what Sarah did, but it was good to have a little boy, mate, when seeing Big Buster come out.
And are they home?
Yeah, we got to bring him home on Monday. So, look, it's been unreal, but just got to get used to back to it's a bit more reality now. There's no midwives around.
Don't worry.
Mate, give Sarah a hand and make sure you're changing the nappies.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind that. It's just the late nights, mate. I'm not really good when I miss the sleep.
No, you're right. Mate, the comeback, give us a little bit of an update. We saw you training on the sidelines. You were looking pretty good until you, I don't know whether you had your spikes on, mate, because you went arse overhead.
Tell me about it, TK, mate. I didn't think no one was watching, but they had a camera on as per usual, and I did get hammered at training for it. But it was a wet, sort of dewy morning, and they told me to run in sneakers, and I went to stop, and the legs went underneath me and straight on the backside, big fella. That's been going really well.
What's got more hits on YouTube, that one or the State of Origin night when you missed the high five?
Who knows? I find a way to make a gig of myself when I don't even try to.
You're a bit like me, Woodsy.
Yeah, with the Gus taking your chair on the Origin sideline.
Oh, the chair one.
Unbelievable.
One of your best. Mate, you're starting to get the troops back down there in the Shire as well. It was great to see Wade Graham come back from that knee reconstruction. And obviously, Sean Johnson comes back this weekend. So it's starting to now look, Cronulla are pretty well placed.
Yeah, the boys did a really good job while those main guys have been out. Just to see how fit and how hard Wade has worked on his body, from having an knee reco, you do come back with a little bit of head noise, but the 30 minutes he played it the other night was outstanding. I just thought he'd bring a lot more attack. And, he's a back rower, but he's a 5'8 half. So he can read the play. And just seeing, he was counting numbers on power. If Fergo dropped back, then he'd cause some shape. And it just brought another point of difference to our attack, which really did help us. And he only played 30 minutes, but, geez, it was a really good 30 minutes. And like you said, we get Sean Johnson back this week. I know he's itching. He was a big chance of playing last week, but just because it's a hemi problem, sometimes you want to give it that extra week. And, mate, he's been flying at training, and they're just so excited. And look, mate, the young boys have done an incredible job. But now, the old boys that are coming back, we need to step up and take it to another level.
Yeah, I reckon it's a big test for the Sharks this weekend. A number of reasons. One, the Raiders are playing some really good football. And the fact is that it'll be freezing down there tomorrow night, 10 to 8 kickoff. It'll be close to minus.
You're trying to scare them.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to point out the facts. The facts are it'll be tough and it'll be cold.
Mate, Loz, I think it's going to be a really good game, we played a good 60 minutes of footy last week, and, we did slacken off a bit at the end of the game. But against a really good Canberra Raiders side, they just give you nothing. So it's going to be one of those games. It's, a real grind mentality. Raiders, they got a couple opportunities last week at the Tigers, and they took it with both hands, and they didn't give the Tigers any opportunities, which is why they're in the top four at the moment. So, like you said, it's going to be really cold down there, but the boys don't really care about the conditions there. They're just excited to play against a really tough Canberra side.
Who's going to step up into that Mick Innes role and go and take on the Viking clap?
No, the boys aren't too worried about that, mate. You know, they just want to go down there and play some good footy. And, you know, like I said, mate, it's going to be freezing. So hopefully we can get the 2 points and you can worry about the Viking Club later on.
I'll tell you the guy that's impressed me this year, Woodsy. I know, you know, down there in Cronulla, they've always had a big opinion of him, but he seems to you know, go under the radar as Chad Townsend. I know, mate, he's never discussed when it comes to rep football, but he's always there or thereabouts and playing some really good footy.
Loz, mate, I think he's been our unsung hero, to be honest with you. He's played every game. The control he has at the moment with his footy and you know, it's been outstanding. The tempo that he plays at as well, you know, some blokes sort of tend to rush their footy. He's just been playing his own tempo, so sometimes he plays slow to fast or changes up from fast to slow. And when you look at someone like the Roosters, they've got that Cooper Cronk that sort of controls from behind the scenes, and then you've got Keary that goes out and pulls off the big plays. It's sort of what Chaddy does. Like, he might not be out there, you know, setting up a million tries, but he gets us into shape, and if we fall out of systems, he brings us back. It's like having another coach on the field with Chaddy. And like you said, mate, he probably doesn't get the raps he deserves, but, mate, he's a massive part of the way we play, and he's a massive part of the Cronulla Sharks going into, hopefully, semi-finals for the end of the year.
Yeah, Woodsy, Kyle Flanagan's one of those players who's stepped up for the Cronulla Sharks when there's been a few high-profile injuries. There's some speculation that maybe he's wanted by the Roosters because, obviously, you've got Chad Townsend there and you've got, obviously, Sean Johnson there. What sort of impact do you think that's got any legs whatsoever?
Not too sure, TK, mate. Well, Gene mapped the other day because, you know, everyone hears the report, so he had a bit of a laugh. But, mate, he didn't seem to say nothing, didn't buy or nothing. So, mate, he's come in and been real professional. If it's on the cards, your dead set wouldn't know. So, and that's a big credit to him as well. You know, he's only a young fella to be getting, you know, mentioned going somewhere, maybe, you know, you could stuff your head up a bit of training. But, mate, they've come in, they just rip in, and you can't even tell. So, look, if we did lose him, it's a massive loss because he's a great kid and he's a real professional young fellow the way he plays. But I don't think there's any drift in the room at the moment because there's no signs of it.
No, he's a terrific young kid. And obviously you want to keep all your best players there in that team. And, you know, the Sharks are
and
aside.
He's a junior and all that, you know, and he's come through the ranks.
Yeah, but you need to be given an opportunity at stages too. And if he sees his pathway is blocked, well, you can't, you know, deny him the opportunity to go and get an opportunity somewhere else. But that's one thing I noticed about this Sharks team, Woodsy. You've got a good blend of youth and experience.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've got on one centre, we've got Bronson Cherry. The other one, we've got Josh Morris, who's nearly the oldest player in the comp. So, and one's the youngest. But it was, you know, there's a real good blend. And like I said to you before, it doesn't matter if you're the oldest or youngest. They're so professional down here. The systems that they've set up, you know, with the academy. So when they do come to, you know, when they do take a step up from, you know, Harrow Mat to SC Ball to 20s to reserve grade and then first grade, they all fit in really well because they've been taught this is how it goes and this is how it runs. So it's not like when they get up here, they're all flustered and they don't know what's happening. Because they've been in that system for such a long period of time, they just fall into things. And, mate, the way they prepare for games, the way they look after their body with their recovery, it's second to none. So it's a credit to Cronulla Sharks and what they've set up. So which makes it easy for the transition period for the boys.
Now, your good mate, Dave Clemmer, got through Origin number one, but he's out now. Who should replace him for Origin number two? Who's the next best prop going around?
Yeah, well, you know, I seen Big Clem on the weekend. He come down and seen the kid, and he wasn't doing too well. But, look, I probably would have went with Jordan McLean, but they're saying he's done his hemi, so I don't see why Matt Pryor. He's been playing really good footy for the Sharks. He was there in game two last year. So, man, I'm going to throw definitely behind Big Matty Pryor. He's been playing some really good footy, and, you know, he's been there and he's done the job. They won game two last year, which won the series, so he won't let no one down because he's a tough footballer and Origin footy suits him. He just, you know, he's a no-frills type bloke, just gets up in the face and just, you know, harasses his defence all night.
Yeah, he certainly leads the line speed there at the Sharks at times, and he's a mobile front rower as well, Woodsy.
Yeah, very mobile, mate. You know, he could play probably back row if you lose someone, he can play lock. He's got really good leg speed, and he's a very strong human. You don't understand how strong he is, and he's one of those real awkward types to tackle, real bony and real hard, that just makes it hard every time you go in there to tackle him, you know. And He's very good defensively, and that's what you need in Origins, mate. You know, it's not always about scoring points, it's about stopping tries, and Matty Pryor is really big on those little 1% effort.
All right then, buddy, we'll let you go back to training. You get your rehab done, let you go back to the little baby, mate. Make sure you get your sleep. I hope the Sharks can have a good performance tomorrow night, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, boys. Just want to just throw a little cheerio to Mickey Hackett. He's a little Sharks fan. He's a jockey. He had a bit of a fall a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, yes.
And he's been in intensive care, and he's been on a 24-hour sort of surveillance just to make sure he's all right. But he's heading home back to Dubbo. He got a little bit of an all clear. Went all good during the week. So I just want to wish him the best with all his recovery, boys.
Mate, that is good
well
news.
Done, Woodsy. Yeah.
It was a terrible fall. It's been a long recovery. We wish him a speedy one as well. Good on you, Woodsy.
Thanks, boys. Cheers for having me.